KDLM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It is time now for the Wednesday Night Coaches Show here on KDOM Radio. We are talking some high school boys basketball tonight here on KDOM Radio. We're talking to some area high school boys basketball coaches as they get ready for their season to get underway. And some of them will be getting underway towards the end of this week. I know Wyndham basketball starts tomorrow night with a doubleheader here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. But most of these teams and coaches will be starting their season next week. So let's get right into it after the quick break here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1 as we talk boys basketball on the Wednesday Night Coaches Show on KDOM Radio.
Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision, and glass. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Wyndham.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Trent of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Coyotes boys basketball. Coach, it's your first year at the helm of the Coyotes. You were on the staff last year, so obviously you know the guys and you know the personnel that you got this year. How have things been for you here so far coming into the head coaching spot and you know, trying to get some things going here at the start of the year?
Well, first of all, we just got, you know, great young men, so practice has been enjoyable. They're working hard, you know, buying into everything we're trying to preach, and so it's going good. I mean, obviously we got some big shoes to fill with graduating a lot of seniors from last year, but we got some good kids, and I think we'll have some good floor leadership, so we're looking forward to the season.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you talked about some seniors from last year that, you know, big shoes to fill, like you said, you know, some of your leading scorers, and you know, it's just some guys that have been around the program for a long time. But you do have some athletes coming back, some guys, you know, like Sawyer Drent, who can shoot the basketball, guys like Logan Gass inside, who are tall and, you know, can be a presence there. And I'm sure you're excited by the way that things are starting to shape out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just trying to, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together. And but like you said, Sawyer coming back is huge. And then, you know, Logan Hattendorf has a lot of varsity experience. Logan Gass, Tim Salentini got some varsity looks. And then we got a bunch of other juniors that are fighting their way looking for some playing time. We got Dustin Hawkenice looks really good. Sam Getke, Caleb Etheridge, Dylan Smith is actually a sophomore. He's looking really good. We got a couple seniors in there. Ethan Nielsen and Aiden Lang are battling for some playing time. And we actually have one freshman as well that might get some looks at Brenton Erdman. So we got a whole list of guys, and we're just trying to, like I said, put the pieces of the puzzle together and see what's going to work.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, mentioning that, do you think you're going to have kind of the same type of offense you guys ran last year under Coach Pack, a little bit of an up-and-down pace, or do you think you're going to try to slow it down and try to use some of that size?
Well, I mean, it's got to be a combination. Listen, we're going to have to – we got to have to run the floor. That's just because I like to play basketball that way. So we're going to look to push the basketball. But we definitely like to use Hattendorf and Salentini down low. And, you know, we got Wyatt Myron coming off the bench as well. He's looking good. And then Caleb Etheridge, another big man. So we got four bigs that we're going to try to get the ball down low to. But I don't know. I can't say whether it's going to look similar or not. I know we're just going to play hard and try to push the basketball, and we'll see what happens from there.
All right, Coach, sounds like a lot of fun. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We look forward to covering you guys throughout the year and talking to you again here in a couple weeks.
All right, appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
A reputation of quality. 8301353. Caron's Electric.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
Lampert Lumber of Windham supplies top quality lumber, tools, and hardware supplies for homeowners and contractors. The staff at Lampert Lumber is always happy to advise customers on the right products for their needs. Visit Lampert Lumber of Windham for all your new construction and remodeling projects.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Derek Jenegas of Westbrook Walnut Grove Boys Basketball. Coach, you guys got some talent coming back from last season. Can you talk to us a little bit about how the offseason went for you guys? I know, you know, a lot of the guys that play basketball also play football, so that was, you know, something that was, you know, a priority in the summer, but I'm sure, you know, you're able to get some basketball in there as well. Can you just talk about the development of the team over the last year?
Sure. You know, our summer plans kind of stay the same typically for us. We have certain days of the week that we get the guys together and certain evenings where we got leagues and a certain number of set weekend tournament dates or whatnot, and kind of us have the, you know, the idea like, hey, if you're able to show up, you're going to get in there a little bit. And, you know, it doesn't mean that everyone's, you know, going to challenge for the same type of spots, but you know, if you're a freshman and you're going to be a B-squad player, you know, this year, and we already know that, and our job is to get you ready to be a varsity player in the future, like, hey, you're more than welcome to come to these events, and we're going to give you some opportunities. You're going to mix in with some juniors and seniors and try to get a feel for kind of that pace of play and the physicality and, you know, kind of the things you got to do mentally to be ready. And I feel like we did a great job, you know, had a little bit of help coaching this summer as, you know, I was busy with some baseball stuff and, you know, kind of being a parent. My summer's always been my time to be a parent. So, Pat Merrick, my assistant coach, was in and out. And Ethan Mischke, you know, a former graduate of ours, was in and out. And so, you know, kind of three of us kind of just rotated through some of those spots. And I think we had Carter Ross cover an event for us, too, when a couple of us were on vacation. So the kids get, you know, lots of different angles. They get some different eyes on them. And it's always good to have, you know, some different people telling you some different stuff because, you know, sometimes you get tunnel vision and you want to avoid that. But, you know, we have our six seniors returning this year, and, you know, we're looking forward to those guys kind of leading the way here.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned the guys coming back. You got some athletes, you know, on the way here. You know, you talked about guys like Dan Cleveland and Cole Curry and, you know, Brady Ross, just among some who have that varsity experience. And, you know, it's one thing, kind of like last year, you look at it, you know, you look at the roster and you see height, but maybe something that you're lacking again this year is kind of size. I think basketball minds will understand what I mean by that, the difference between height and size. And, you know, it's one thing that you've been able to kind of, you know, transition into and kind of really develops the style of basketball that you like to play, that fast-paced type game that can really offset the fact that, you know, size has been a little bit of an issue the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, we have a little bit of that muscle. It's just that muscle isn't in guys who are 6'5". You know, so, you know, we have some 6'5s and we have some 6'4s and then we have some guys that can hold their ground. And, you know, those guys are, you know, Elijah Merrick and Dustin Vang, Porter Marsh, a couple of juniors there, and Elijah, a senior, are guys that were very comfortable with pushing and you know, kind of down the fourth, down on the block, and, you know, allowing the rest of the group to funnel toward them and try to get the ball out of there as fast as possible. So we feel like there's some good pieces in there. You know, it's been a interesting first couple of weeks, especially the first week of practice, because we had a lot of illness at school, and you know, we have 16 players, 9 through 12, and one of the days that first week where we had 9 available, 7 guys were out with an illness. And so here in week 2 we've been able to kind of get back to what it's like to practice with full squad, and you know, we're reteaching a lot of the stuff that we taught in the first week, which is good. You know, it gives some of those younger guys who have been around a second chance to learn something new. But it also has slowed that pace down a little bit. So I think we were in a similar situation last year with a lot of illness and injuries to start the year. So we're comfortable with that. And, you know, we're looking forward to the challenges that lie ahead.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're looking forward to covering you guys all season long. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again here in a couple weeks.
That sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Braemar Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call 831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair LLC of Windham. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Kobe Pack, the new head coach of the Red Rock Central Falcons. And Coach, I think everybody kind of knows you're familiar with the area. You're from the Red Rock Central area and a familiar place for you. But some new guys that you get to coach this year, some guys who are coming back from last year that have some experience. But obviously, you know, coaching a new group has its own special, you know, issues you got to work through headed into this season. What is this summer kind of leading up into this season been like for you, just trying to, you know, get a hold of all the new things?
Yeah, it's just been it's great to be back and take over for the Coach Walker, who coached me when I was in high school. So yeah, it's just it's a familiar place, but yet it's the unknown of being back after 20 years and having taught and coached in Fulda for the last 15 years. It's a little bit weird, but yet it's every day gets a little bit more smooth and normal, so to say. But it's been a good transition period. Our guys are very eager to learn a new system. We got athletes, just hasn't translated to basketball success these last few years for the guys. But I think the success they had in football will hopefully carry over into the basketball season. And like I said, they're just an eager bunch that is soaking up the new information like sponges. So they're very excited to be there.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you talked about the success from football, which, you know, slowed down, I'm sure, a little bit of, the practice time that you may have been able to get there to start this season. They made it all the way to the state tournament. But, you know, you talked about that success kind of moving over into the basketball, that winning mentality. And, you know, we've already seen, you know, one game, your first game of the year, getting postponed due to Springfield still playing football in the Prep Bowl Championship. And, so a little extra time for you guys to get a little extra work in. You talked about the new system. Can you talk just a little bit about what that is and how that's going to translate for Red Rock Central Falcon basketball?
You know, like I think the talent is there, and but anytime you put a new brand new system in, then didn't get to put a whole lot of stuff in the summer with just transition time with me moving, and the guys are more focused on the football, which is perfectly fine. But like you said, we aren't playing our first game on December 1st, which is kind of a blessing. We were able to give the kids an extra day off over Thanksgiving break. You know, they've been basically playing football since beginning of August, and so just put a new system in. The guys, it's anybody who's seen the HLF play the last few years. We like to play fast, and now coming into this group, it's kind of been a transition period for me as well, because the strength of this group that we have is not necessarily playing fast. We got good size coming back with Isaac Simonson, a two-year player as a junior, and Corey Arkell with good size, and then guys like Ashton Junkie and Jaden Lang who are athletic guards, if you want to call them that, but they're built, they know where the weight room's at. And so it's been good for me, teaching these guys a little bit of what we want to get done on the play fast yet, but we have to slow down because we have to utilize our strength, which is our size. And so it's been a little bit of a give and take from both of us, and I think we're kind of meeting in the middle, and it's going to be kind of fun.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're excited to see what you do with that Red Rock Central bunch. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show and look forward to covering you here within the next couple of weeks and talking to you again soon.
Sounds great, Zach. We love your coverage.
Appreciate it, Coach, and we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Windham, invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Sean Noss of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Boys Basketball. And it's a bit of an odd start again this year to the season, Coach. You guys are combined with Comfrey for basketball, but not for football. Those Comfrey kids head on over to Springfield to play football. And Springfield is in the Prep Bowl Championship. And, you know, the football season has gone an extra week this year due to the Vikings playing on Thanksgiving. So, a couple of key guys are yet to hit the basketball floor because they're still playing football for Springfield. And this is something that you've dealt with in the past, obviously, because of Mountain Lake area being so good at football the last couple of years. But a little bit different this year as you got the Mountain Lake kids, you know, off the football field, but some key Comfrey guys have yet to hit the floor. Can you talk just a little bit about how that's been for you leading into this season here?
Well, I think that it's, you know, it's a tough thing to do, especially when you're, it's your leading scorer from the previous year and your leading rebounder. So two of your key kids. And so it's been a little bit interesting, but, you know, we've just been moving forward. We've, you know, practiced all last week. We scrimmaged Windham and Martin County West on Saturday. And, you know, so we're just moving forward. And when they join us, and who knows, you know, I gave them the option, you know, they play on Friday. And I said, I'd like to have you in on Monday, but if, you know, if you're not mentally or physically ready to go, you tell me when. But we moved the Jackson game, which was on the 2nd, which was on this Friday. We moved that back into the 22nd of December. And but we couldn't move two more games because we have the 8th and the 9th. We open up with HOF at Boulder, and then we have St. James in Comfrey on Friday on the 8th and the 9th. And we just couldn't move those back. There's not enough dates, and especially if we keep getting snow like we have, it's going to be tough. And this is, now I'm doing the AD stuff too, so I just realized how many open dates we have, and there's not many, so it was almost impossible to move those games back. And so they know that, and so, you know, when they're ready to come, they'll come, and, you know, we have a good nucleus here that we're practicing with, and when they do, hopefully we can, you know, add depth, we can, you know, kids are getting opportunities that, you know, that they probably wouldn't have won if the two Comfrey boys were here. But so it's been a slow start, but, you know, we're hoping that, you know, when they get here that, you know, we can get, you know, it'll be a slow start, but we're hoping to get, you know, them together and you know, get a good start. So.
Yeah, Coach, it's always kind of a double-edged sword on that sense. Like you said, Carter Olson and Ashton Toll, you know, really key contributors last year. So starting the season without them, you know, feels a little bit odd and could, you know, maybe cause some, you know, whatever kind of problems in there. But also because they have so much experience and because, you know, they were a key part last year, you hope they can just kind of jump right back in and be able to pick up a little bit where they left off. But, you know, looking at the roster, you guys lose a couple of key guys from last year. But like you said, you got some depth coming back. A lot of juniors, a huge junior class this year for you guys. And some players who have made some contributions offensively and defensively at the varsity level. And maybe some guys from the JV squad last year that are able to come up and played a few minutes last year but may have to step up into a bigger role this year.
Yeah, we lost a big senior class. The biggest thing of them is there was they bought into the defensive team. They bought into playing defense. They bought into you know, the team aspect, and they were great leaders. And so, you know, that's the, you know, how we made our run last year was because of that. So we hope that they, you know, transpires into these younger kids and things. You know, we do have four seniors that are you know, that didn't get a lot of playing time last year, but hoping for some big things from them. You know, Peyton Banks is a little guy that does some great things on defense, and also in football for them, for the football team. Theo Evers had a lot, played both ways in football, and so we're hoping that he can, you know, step it up in basketball. Devon Zayavong, who played a lot of defense for us last year, but we're looking for a little more offense from him. And then Aiden Penner is a big kid inside and probably our only major size other than Toll inside. But we're hoping for them to contribute. And, of course, Cody Watson last year played major minutes, was our sixth man last year. So he's going to step right into the starting lineup, and he does things both offensively and defensively for us. And we had two other juniors that played some time early in the middle of the season, and that was Grant Oakland and also Alex Karshnick. And they, you know, performed pretty well. But when we got to the playoffs, we just cut down to playing seven guys, and that's kind of where we made our run. And And then we have a couple other kids that played only B squad last year, and that's Grant Regeer, Chase Aniker, and then Joey Faber was had an all with a knee injury, so didn't play at all last year. So that's kind of our nucleus. You know, there's, so there's a lot of talent there. We'll see what happens, how they, you know, come together, and that's more of my biggest concern is, you know, putting these kids together, you know, being on, you know, different football teams and different things in the fall, and then trying to piece them together and everything else in a short time. Usually the first couple weeks is kind of that team bonding, team building thing, and we just haven't had that opportunity. So we'll see how things go and how things, you know, slide together, and you know, that they are, when they come to us, and you know what, you know, mentally and physically where they're at that point. But you know, playing for a state championship is a big deal. We know it around here, and what it does to the community and everything else. And then you have such a high, and now you're coming back and doing basic things in basketball, and it's a challenge. And so we'll see how things go and whatever. But we have the nucleus to you know, become a very good team as the season rolls along.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we wish you good luck here to start of the year. Appreciate you taking the time, and we'll catch up with you again here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Yeah, we swear you're worth it. The destination for looking your best. While we pamper you, you're worth it.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
We're now joined on KDOM Sports by Coach Mitch Beck of the Windham Area Boys Basketball Program. And Coach, how are we doing today?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So you guys are just around the corner from the start of your season. How are the boys been looking in practice, and what's been going on? What have you been noticing?
Yeah, it's been good so far. You know, it's hard to gauge how you're going to be and how you're going to do throughout the season, but I like what I'm seeing so far. We got a great group of kids. We got a lot of numbers. Got a lot of guys competing for spots and some depth. That'll give us some depth throughout the year. And you know, overall, good start. I think the guys are buying into what we're doing and pretty positive so far.
Well, that's always good. And you and I were talking a little bit before we got started here recording, and you guys had a kind of a invitational scrimmage type thing on Saturday. What did you notice? What were you kind of hoping the boys would work on? And what were the positives and not negatives out of that?
Yeah, we hosted MCW and Mountain Lake Country, and we were able to play both of them and be able to see, you know, guys that have not played varsity minutes play some varsity minutes, and then see growth from our guys that had played for us last year, and a lot of good things, a lot of positive things. You know, we're a little bit different team. We're not as big as we were last year, you know, obviously without Dylan in the middle. So we're going to play a little bit differently. The way we play is going to be pretty fast-paced, up and down, hopefully high intensity. And we did some of that on Saturday. Again, you know, comment on our depth. I think we have a lot of guys that can play, so we're able to shuffle guys in and out, and I think that will help us, you know, especially in the long term down the, you know, the back stretch of the season when we're, you know, you get some fatigue and things like that. I think we'll be good that way. Overall real positive stuff that we saw on Saturday.
All right, very good. And coming up on Thursday, you guys have not only your first road game of the season, but it's also the very first game of the season, you know, knock on wood, because we're recording this on Tuesday and we're in the midst of our first snowstorm. So hopefully, you know, things kind of work out. But you guys are going to be playing Adrian Ellsworth, a team that is not really in your conference, but I think they're in your section. So what are you looking forward out of the boys going into Thursday?
Yeah, just more of the same from the scrimmage. You know, I want the boys to be playing with a high intensity on offense and defense. I want to, you know, increase the pace of our play. I want to get out and transition and look for layups and easy buckets, and then force them to get out of their game just a little bit. You know, like I said, it's always hard to gauge where you're at with just practice. But it's been good. We have a lot of guys competing in practice, which makes us a little bit better. I think that puts us in, you know, tough situations during practice, and I think getting in those situations makes us a lot better and a little more ready to start. You know, you always feel good going into that first game because you're practicing and you get to control what you control, and things feel good. But we'll see.
All right, very good. And you mentioned just a moment ago that you guys are missing your big man in the center, Dylan Serene. But, I mean, Brian Macario Rios, he's probably one of the taller guys listed on your roster. So do you suppose he's going to take over at the center position and the big man position for you?
Yeah, I think he'll play inside some. I think he'll get up and down similar to what Dylan did. And we'll be able to finish around the rim. I think that's something that he can definitely do. He can also expand his game a little bit because he handles the ball pretty well and can do other things. So it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be a little bit different for sure.
All right, very good. And you guys are bringing back five seniors, and a couple of them, I don't recall them playing last year. So what do you suppose the dynamic is with the four or five seniors that you guys have coming back?
Yeah, we got a good set of five seniors. All will be contributing big minutes for us. You know, Henry Erickson and Abe McKibben will be back. You've seen them year after year. I think they were playing for us when they were freshmen. So, you know, we're looking for improvements with those guys, but they're very good players and can do a lot of things offensively. They make coaching a little easier, definitely. And we talked about Brian. He's going to be key for us. Josh Garrison is one of our better defenders, I think, a really good energy guy and a guy that played a lot of minutes for us last year and really did a great job. And looking forward to getting him back on the court. And then Grayson Elder, he played minutes for us last year. He's a great shooter. He's strong. He's real smart. Got nice high basketball IQ and has been a great leader for us already this season. So, yeah, we're pretty fortunate with the leadership that we have.
All right, very good, Coach. Well, thank you for joining us here this afternoon, and we look forward to talking to you after the matchup on Thursday.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. That was Coach Mitch Beck of the Windham Area Boys Basketball Program. We'll continue on KDOM Sports right after this.
GDF Enterprises in Windham. Whether you plow it, load it, mow it, blow it, or haul it, GDF has it all. Large showroom and outdoor lot, located Highway 60 and 71 East Windham. Your one-stop shop and more. Browse our inventory at gdfbobcat.com.
Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634.
AgPoint Solutions.
Hi, this is Matthew Adrian. Mustang Seeds brings innovation to the marketplace with conventional soybeans, Enlist E3, and Roundup Ready Extend Flex. AgPoint Solutions has it all.
AgPoint Solutions, 507-832-0008.
Moving to a senior living community or a skilled care center is a major decision, but the Good Samaritan Society offers choices for short-term rehabilitation, assisted living, or long-term care. Offering a variety of services, it's the Good Samaritan Society in Windham.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for our Wednesday Night Coaches Show here on KDOM. We'll be back next week with some girls basketball coverage, talking to some area girls basketball coaches. But in the meantime, enjoy all these sports we got throughout the next week here on KDOM. Again, you heard it there. tomorrow night here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. A girl-boy doubleheader for the Windham Eagles as they take on Adrian Ellsworth.